with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast rules.
Breakfast rules.
You're tangled in your bottle.
I am tangled in my bottle that I will not be allowed to bring into studio anymore.
No, you won't. You won't be allowed to bring it to studio anymore.
I know, yeah. I'm sad. And my eggs as well. I'm not allowed to bring my eggs. And the boss sent an email saying there are no eggs or snacks allowed in studio. And I feel that it was pointed.
It was. It was definitely. You're the only one that has eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Was that me? Yeah, he said it today that it was me. Yeah. He was like, did you feel seen?
There's still a trace of egg smell in the studio every day because it seeps into those soft walls.
Oh my God, they're so... Stop being a drama queen. There is not.
There is.
No, there certainly isn't. Anyway, so it's a sad day. No more eggs allowed in studio. You'll miss me now because I'm going to be outside of studio a lot of the time.
Have your breakfast before you come in like every other human being.
No, because I can't, because I'll wake the twins and then they'll be down and they'll be crying and they don't want me to go to work.
Don't
and
be so noisy.
Listen to me. My walls are thin in my house, okay? I don't live in a mansion like yours, huh? Yeah. What do you call the house again?
I'm not going to say that because it's the address.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
But it's something notiony like Casa or something.
Yeah, or, it's Casa Cooper.
No,
the house was, it was before, it was built 200 years ago, so it was before there was numbers on houses, so every house had a name.
Yeah. Go on, what's the name? 200 years old, you got a lot of ghosties there, man.
No ghosts.
Of course there is. 200 years old.
Yeah, why would there be ghosts?
Your barbecue area is where the
outhouse. Yeah.
So there's still that energy, that pile of poop energy where you're eating your burgers every day. You just think where I'm eating my burger, there is someone 200 years taking a big long poop. Yeah.
Into the pond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should name that area of your house 10 past 10 because that is the exact time you go for your poop every day.
Well, the thing is like, I actually don't think my family are aware of your whole 10 past 10, 10 thing.
My family are so aware of your 10 past
Mine
10.
Mine aren't.
They don't know. How do they not know?
See, they don't... They're
not here for it.
They're not here for it.
Oh,
well,
God.
No, it's not they're not here for it. It's just like... They don't see the big deal in being regular.
Are all your family regular?
Don't know.
It was
through
the diet in Casa Cooper, all your fresh vegetables from the garden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You produce your own food. You've got your hens, you've got your own fresh eggs. Yeah. Oh, very la-dee-da. You've even got your own bees to make your own honey.
Oh, there was a bee swarm came into the garden yesterday and they were hanging out on one of the trees. And there was so many of them that the branch had bent down. They were hanging out in the tree.
Oh my God, I could not be dealing.
They were fine. We were up beside them and like they're so just kind of they're chilling because the scouts are out looking for somewhere for them to live. So the hives must be full. And so they went round. They tried to get into the eaves at the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So the very, very top of the house. So Lisa was up a ladder spraying.
This is your wife who was up the ladder while you were taken down. Not on the ladder, taking pictures of her up the ladder.
She won't let me on the ladder.
Why?
I freeze when I get up two rungs.
Oh, yeah. You're afraid of heights as well.
Peppermint, because they don't like the smell of that. So they're like, we can't live here.
You know, Big Dave is there watching his little girl on a ladder and you, like, not on the ladder taking pictures for her. Imagine what's going through Big Dave's brain. That's his father-in-law,
by the way.
Don't
need to imagine. He just says it out loud to me. Why aren't you up there? Because we don't need the fire brigade. That's why. There's a call-out charge. Anyway, let's get into it. Our survey says...
Now, producer Donald, good morning.
Good morning.
Why isn't your thing working now today?
My microphone not working.
Yeah. Do you know what? Give us a second and I'll see. Can I get your microphone working? I'll just go into the system here and get it going. But in the actually, maybe just move over and join Una on that mic.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind.
I can do that. Yeah, this is fine. I'm missing my
microphone. Okay, go on.
Sorry, I'm getting close to you now.
Yeah.
22% of people say they've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it?
They've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it? Oh, you've changed your mind and you've reordered 10 minutes after you've made your order.
Or once they've nearly got it done.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be very annoying. Yeah, no, that's not the answer.
Still not the answer.
So you just order as well then. Add it to the order.
Yeah, just add it on.
Add it on. Mm. Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? So just say you're ordering some some green Thai curry or something. And then you get the hand cream that you want some sesame prawn toast.
Yeah, just ring him and say, listen, will you add some sesame prawn toast to that order?
But what if they're all just like, well, your order's on its way. It's on its way out there.
Oh, well, then can someone else bring over the sesame toast then?
Double order. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's not the right answer, Cooper. No. Boo. It's good thinking. Yeah.
I'm not going to get this one. I don't have the luxury of having delivery where I live, so.
So they have done this while waiting for a takeaway.
This, while waiting for a takeaway, yes.
Is it opened a big bag of crisps, horsed them, and then you're kind of half full?
You've ruined us.
You're not hungry when the takeaway gets there.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I have done in the past, yeah.
Are you serious?
I know, it's hard, but it's so hard when you're starving. When the hanger comes on you.
Yeah.
The hanger goblin is there. Mm. And you know your takeaway.
Have you got a name for your hanger goblin?
I don't. What do we call my hanger goblin?
No, we'll think of it between
Gobby.
Now.
Gobby. Well, so Gobby was there anyway. You, and the red mist of the hanger, you know, comes in front of you. And you know you're going to be waiting another 20 minutes, half an hour, and you're starving, and you see this beautiful, divine, glorious bag, extra big bag of crisps. You're gonna go for the munch.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
And you'll ruin your takeaway on yourself.
Is that the answer?
Not that you won't eat the takeaway as well now when it comes. Like you will, but it won't be as satisfying.
It's not the answer in a
okay.
Dang, never right. We need some guesses on 087-110-2107. The question is
22% of people say they've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it?
All right, 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is? Love to get your voice notes on it. What are you doing? Like, our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are we asking, please?
22% of people say they've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it they've done?
Gary says, is it just head down to the local very quickly?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Very quickly.
If you get the chance while in between after ordering it. No, it's not the answer, though.
What's the average wait time for a takeout these days, like for ordering in?
Oh, it depends. On Friday or Saturday, 40 minutes maybe.
40 minutes? Sometimes, yeah, I suppose they need to cook the food fresh, don't they?
They do.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a takeaway from a restaurant, you could be waiting the normal restaurant time rather than a takeaway time.
Takeaway from
a restaurant?
Oh, my God.
Very la-dee-da.
Sorry I said anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, you'd be very careful about what you say in this show, that's for sure. Do you know what I mean?
Here we go.
Yeah, there he is.
That's a notion. Yep. That's a big old notion.
Takeaway from a restaurant.
On the notion. Oh well,
should we know what tax bracket you're on, Donald? Yeah. Jimmy? All right.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here is coming.
Hey, Tommy!
I was wondering, is it have a shower?
Have a shower after you've ordered your food.
Yeah, it's a good way to pass the time. And then...
When you get out, it'll be there.
When you finished your takeaway, you can go up to bed all cozy because you're clean and you're in your new PJs.
I would imagine that you would need a shower after your takeaway, though.
Hey, because of my snacksidents.
Yeah, to be like Cookie Monster.
Well, maybe I wear a bib.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right, is that the answer?
No, it is not the answer.
I bet you've got a bib. You know, a pelican bib. You know the ones that catch the food.
Oh, yeah.
Una uses a pelican bib for her dip.
Yeah, iRadio.
She wears it on nights out, just in case she comes across the outside of Chipper. She's got dip ready to go. And there's little compartments in it. There's like garlic sauce, ketchup and...
Remember I met this guy in Galway one night and he had a bag of chips and I went up to him just and started chatting to him just so I could have his chips. And then he rang up the next day to the station calling me Pac-Man.
It's you. All right, is that
it's the answer? It's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
All right, give us the question again.
22% of people say they've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it?
087-110-2107. Right, producer Donald, have we got any correct answers yet?
Not yet, no. We're asking, 22% of people say they've done this while waiting for a takeaway. What is it they're doing?
It's the answer this morning. Put your kids to bed because you're after lying to them and telling them you're not getting the takeaway, but you really are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lying to the children.
You have to hide food. I'm constantly, actually, the dog is worse. Any rustle of a paper and the dog's head just looks up and she's staring. She goes, I know you have snacks.
We don't give them to her.
She's no, you have to share. So
don't be giving the dog human food, Una.
I do, just little bits. Just little bits, like, you know, popcorn and cheese strings and stuff. She loves a cheese string. Just a little tiny bit of cheese.
If you do open the fridge and the dog is there beside you, there is the cheese tax.
Oh yeah, they're looking at you.
Yeah.
You have to.
Hey, cheese. Cheese. That's what they're saying. Yeah, get that dog translator collar thing that the AI is doing. Most of the time your dog is saying, rubs, belly rubs, walks, outside, and then the other one is, cheese, Cheese! Cheshire cheese!
She does love cheese.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer, no. Do you have the answer?
Yes, please.
22% of people say that they open the door before the driver even gets out of the car when they arrive to the house.
It's the excitement. You can smell them coming down the road.
You do, yeah. Or you can follow them on the app or looking out your windows. Oh, I'm going to beat him there.
No, it's a sixth sense. You're just like...
They're here. Fling that door open.
And he's only, it's like 15 minutes away down the road. And you're at the door. Your mouth is open, your tongue is hanging out, the neighbours are looking over, giving you the thumbs up, and you're just like, yeah, it's Friday night, I'm getting a takeout. And it's like, here it comes, down the road. Bag of chips, I'm going to load them into my belly, I'm going to be happy, then I'm going to have a shower. Is that what you do, Una?
All right. No, it's out of breath.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. Ryan was a good one today with Des from Sligo on his way to Letterkenny to work.
Oh, he was funny, slagging me about my driving as well. This seems to be a common thread.
Yeah, well, you're you.
Yeah, I'm
now
me.
Now what are you scrolling?
Huh?
What are you scrolling now?
I can't put your phone down for two seconds. No, I can't. I know,
you're
I
like,
can't.
You're like a teenager.
I am.
At a disco.
And I look like a teenager as well.
You do.
I'm so youthful.
Here's Des from Sligo.
Think on the spot, sing it. Come on, don't take a hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Go on, Tess. Tess and Slugger, you absolute legend. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad, yourselves?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. You're on your way to work. You're working, you're from Sligo, but working Letterkenny as a digital advisor in a bank.
Ooh.
Fancy title.
Yeah, it is.
It is fancy.
Is it one of those jobs that you have, like we were talking to Kevin yesterday, a job that nobody really understands it?
I think anything with finance or like banky stuff you know.
Yeah, people are starting to understand it.
Okay, well, what do you do? I know it says digital advisor.
Basically, I help people with any of the banking app stuff. I can help them with any lodgements or withdrawals through ATMs. Basically, if there's a digital route, I can help them with it.
Okay. How long do you have? Because Zuna just can't figure out her Revolut. Like, she's...
No, Revolut... Well,
that's going to take a lifetime to get Una to understand that.
No, there's something... I have money in that Revolut account and they've kind of, like, banned me. I can't get into it. Yeah. And everyone like is revoluting me and I can't revolute anyone.
Well, do ZipPay then.
What is the ZipPay you speak of?
Oh my God.
ZipPay is all Irish banks, Bank of Ireland, AIB, Permanent TSB, all going together to do the exact same thing as Revolut.
Oh great, I'm on ZipPay from now on. Excellent.
You probably have ZipPay, you just have to activate it on your banking app.
Well, thanks for mansplaining that to me.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Jokey.
But it's not all banking in your life because you are a big fan of Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon. It is possibly the best TV theme.
I want to be the very best.
No one ever was. But you're playing Pokemon video games. Which one are you on at the moment?
Jumping between the latest one, Pokemon Legends ZA, and a retro game that was re-released onto the Switch to Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Was that the one that was on the game? Was on the Game Boy. Cool.
Yeah.
Deadly. Taking up all your hours. So you spend most of your time looking after other people's bank accounts and ignoring your children. Izzy and Donnie playing the Pokemon.
No, I couldn't ignore my two kids.
They're like, wait your turn, Izzy. Wait, come on, Donnie. Get in line. That's cool. They love playing as well with you, do they?
They enjoy watching the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't got them into the gaming yet.
Very good, yeah. Wean them off. Wean them off. Well, keep them off it for as long as you can because then you lose them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's play a game. It is called Rhyme It, where you have to give us every answer rhymes with the word that we give you in 30 seconds. And the word is?
Ache. A-C-H-E. Ache.
Perfect.
All right, okay. 30 seconds start now.
You might have one of these in your 99.
Plate.
You don't cook a cake, you what?
Bake.
A type of fish.
Cake.
When someone is being two-faced, they're being what?
Snake.
The night before a funeral, you might go to the what?
Awake.
You should have this medium rare.
Steak.
When you have to slow the car down, you what?
Brake.
You kill a vampire with a what?
Mistake.
If you're driving too long, you should take this.
Time's up.
Break.
Was that on the nose?
No, no, it was way before. The timer went, and then there was like a 4 second gap, and then he gave us the answer.
Oh, so...
you got a score of... Ace!
Way!
Oh
yes.
My God.
Come on, Dez.
Look at that. God, my God. The excitement is real. It's like you found yourself a Pikachu and you got the evolution of it. This is fantastic.
Well, all I want is those purple snacks from Una's drawers.
Hey.
Good luck. I just polished off the last one. She scooped a bowl of
eggs. You better buy a new pack then.
I better buy a new pack. Don't worry. I look after you, Dez. There'll be purple snacks in there for your kids.
Do you want to hear a fact, Dez?
Lovely.
Yeah.
This fact is a true fact. Una spends more on purple snacks than I do on diesel a week.
That's the truth that he's always complaining about. Is listen to him moan. What about my purple snack cost?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuel from your belly.
Des, you have the highest score so far. And if it's not bet by the end of the week, you will win the contents of Una's drawers. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks, Des.
Thank you for having me.
There you go. If you'd like to play Rhyme It at any stage, just be like Des and be an absolute legend. 087-1102-107. That was good fun. I enjoyed that.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Are you ready for this? We are trying to find Ireland's best ad for 2026.
Oh my God, there's been so many amazing entries. Like, you know, you'd be nearly crying listening to these. Yeah. Heartwarming.
They are good. The final's going to be fun, where they all meet in the car park and fight it out.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not. We're getting some really nice messages.
Papa fights.
As you know, this Sunday is Father's Day, and we are looking for the dad that is the legend, the one that reigns of all dads. It is basically we want to find out dad of the year 2026.
Yes. Right.
When does your dad come to your rescue? What makes him a legend? We're looking for your voice notes. 087-1102-107. We had this lovely message from Grace yesterday.
My dad is a legend. He was a stay-at-home dad my entire life. Also worked nights because he was a publican. He worked all through the night when we were younger and would be up at 8 o'clock in the morning getting us up for school. He'd have the breakfast ready, clothes ironed right up till when we were in secondary school. School lunches packed prior the night before. On top of that, he let my mum, who was working full-time, go back to college as a nurse. So not only did he have 3 kids in school, he had my mum in college, and he ironed her clothes every morning, and he used to help proof everything, and he used to help us do our homework while running the pub all the time. It was amazing. If we ever had a wardrobe malfunction, he would also help knit and sew every patch, seam, everything back together. He is the best.
Wow.
That is pretty incredible. What a guy.
It's a hard one to stand up to.
That is a hard one to stand up to, yeah, for sure.
Super Dad! Okay, so get your voice notes in, 087-1102-107. We want to hear about your dad and why your dad is an actual legend. So, Father's Day this weekend, we're super buzzed about it. All the dads all over the country cannot wait to get the handmade card. And maybe a cup of coffee in the morning on a Sunday morning in bed.
Some pancakes, maybe.
Pancakes. Love that. I don't think it's going to happen because I'm usually up before everyone else, but sure, look it.
No, you're not. That's lies. Lies, lies. You're not up before everyone else.
At the weekends.
At the weekends?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
Sure, you're out gigging. You stay in bed, and then Big Dave gives out to you, your father-in-law, getting up late.
Yeah, if I'm gigging late. Yeah. Anyway, looking for the dad of the year 2026. Who is going to be crowned? Why is your dad a legend? What makes him a legend that he's come to your rescue? 087-1102-107. This is from Dano today.
My dad is not the normal type of dad.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit down and have a conversation with him because he has very little patience.
I love a dad with no patience. Come on, move it along. Come on. Okay, bye. Bye.
And, but yet, he is always there. He has helped me more in more ways than anybody could ever imagine in all my life. But in the last couple of years, he has really set me up, helping me out with a house and doing all the groundwork around it. And even though we've nearly killed each other and disputes about it, but anyway, we've still come out the other end of it. And he is my superhero. He has always been there for me. I was always daddy's little girl until my daughter came along, and she bumped me out of that one.
Proper order.
Aww.
But I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah. He's one in a million.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's Donna. Gorgeous, Daddle. Thanks for that.
All right. Your daddy is in the... She couldn't have said his name, but, you know. Your daddy's in the running for Dad of the Year 2026. Will yours be in the running tomorrow? We'd love to get your messages on it.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Get it off your chest, it was Neighbour Wars.
Neighbour Wars, this was so juicy. So juicy and relatable as well. The amount of messages we got in, we couldn't play them all.
You related to it too, because you're guilty of holding on to things until people come looking for them. And you're of the attitude like, if they want it, they could come and get it, instead of you bringing it back to them.
Well, like... Yeah, I suppose.
Don't forget, if you want to get anything off your chest, you can send us a message, 087-1102-107.
Get it off your chest time. So we want your opinion on this one, all right? Love to hear your thoughts on 087-1102-107. And also, if there's anything that you'd like to get off your chest, anything, we'd love to hear from you as well. 087-1102-107.
This is from Amy, and Amy says, hey gang, I need to get this off my chest because it's bugging the hell out of me. I've been festering about this for weeks now.
All right, this sounds juicy.
Ooh, I lent my neighbour my Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbook. She had her first baby a few months ago. I had my baby last year and those recipes really worked well. Anyway, I called into her 2 weeks ago for a coffee and I asked her if she could give the book back to me. She was all blasé and said she hadn't seen it since I gave it to her and that she'd have a look for it and come back to me. I thought it was really rude, to be honest. I gave her a loan of my hand mixer a while back as well and I still haven't seen it. Should I go in and say I want the book and the hand mixer back? It's just really annoyed me. Amy. Well, I think, Amy, that this woman has just had a baby a couple of months ago and we need to cut her some slack. Can you not get those recipes online if you need them?
What about the hand mixer?
Like, what do you need a hand mixer for anyway? If you're baking bread, can you just buy a loaf and just wait until, you know what I mean?
I get you. Cut it some slack about, you know, she's just had the baby a few months ago. But if you borrow something from somebody, you'd want to just give it back. You don't be blasé about it, saying, oh, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, but she's just had a baby. And maybe she didn't want the Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbook that time, but she just took it to be sound and just didn't want to be rude. So she's like, oh, thanks a million.
Does she not ask for it? We don't know if she asked for it or not.
No, it doesn't specify.
Okay.
Amy says she lent her Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbook. But maybe if she didn't ask for it,
yeah,
and Amy just rocked on down and was like, here, take this.
But there is people like that who just borrow things who just don't give them back.
Look, I'm one of those.
You are.
I don't mean to be. I genuinely don't go out of my way not to give stuff back.
But if you're aware of it now and you're openly honest about it, that you're talking about it on the radio, that you have taken things from people and you're just like, I couldn't be arsed giving it back.
Well, it's not that I couldn't be arsed giving it back. Like, I'll give them back if they come to my house or if I remember it. If I remember it.
So they have to come to you to give it back.
Well, it depends. Like, if it's clothes from my friends and if I like them and they're nice on me, I tend not to want to give them back.
Fair. You know? No, that's borderline stealing.
It's not stealing, not to touch. Maybe taking clothes off me as well.
Okay.
So we need to help Amy here. Should she just go in and say, look, I want the book and the hand mixer back, or should she just leave it all together or watch?
Give it another month or two.
Or give another
one. Like, how mad are you for the book?
Well, she says she's been festering about this for weeks. It seems to be driving her mad. She wants the book and the mixer back. I think it's just the fact that she gave something to someone, like you said, and they haven't returned it to her. And she's like, they're mine and I want them back.
All right, that's fair. Obviously, this is bugging her, so we need to try and help her out what she needs to do. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. Who's doing what?
So, Amy lent her neighbour her Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbook. Her neighbour had a baby a few months ago.
Aww.
And she went in recently for a coffee and was like, any chance I can get the Joe Wicks book back? And the neighbour was like, actually, do you know what? I don't know. I haven't seen it since you gave it to me.
Mm.
And she was very blasé about it. And Amy also gave her a loan of her hand mixer a while back and she hasn't seen it. Now, Amy's absolutely ripping about this. She's been festering. So she's like, I want my stuff back, but like, how do I go about it?
Yeah. 087-1102-107.
Good morning, iRadio.
Morning.
If one thing I've learned over the years of renting is you do not, I repeat, you do not fall out with your neighbours.
Okay, let's repeat this. You do not.
You do not fall out with your neighbours.
That can become pretty uncomfortable very, very fast. And there will be no going back. Let the book go. Let the hand blender go. You've learned your lesson. Don't lend that lady anything again. Have a good day.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think, Amy, you're going to have to let it go.
Have your friends stopped lending you things?
No.
They obviously haven't learned their lesson.
What do you mean? They don't.
Because you haven't given stuff back.
Some things I haven't given back, some things I have. It's if I remember, and if they ask for it, I'll give it back to them.
I lent a microphone to a friend of mine. He needed it for a gig. And when I saw him the next day, I'm like, oh, have you got my mic? He goes, no, oh, I think I left it in the club. I'm like, okay, well...
Okay, that's bad.
Would you go get it? He goes, yeah, no, I'm nowhere near there now. Like, he was so arsy about it.
Oh, my God. Did you get the mic back?
No. He's also the same person who lost four 8-metre speaker cables, which are worth about £300 as well.
And they're yours?
Yeah, they're mine.
He must have a great personality, seeing you're friends with him still.
I'm just like, just let it go, innit?
Did he ever give you money for the microphone? Now, if it was something expensive and pricey
expensive.
Like
that... That microphone was about £600.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, no, I forgot it.
I'm That's like, a whole different level to the Ween in 15 Joe Wicks book. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get you there, because when I was growing up, every night on a night out, somebody, mostly the female friends, would want to take your hoodies or your trackies if they came back to the house to a party.
Mm.
I gave away a JVC camcorder in 2008. I haven't got that back yet.
Hey, Philip, 2008 came knocking. You can keep your camcorder. Then again, I'd say it's pretty class, actually. All right, keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. Oh, here's one.
The neighbour is not the first person on earth to have a baby. It's a baby, not an illness. Go get the book and the mixer back. Go on, Amy, go get it.
Go on, get her in the headlock as well while you're... What is it? The nuggies. You know when you get your knuckles and rub them in the top of the head?
Yes.
And nuggies. All right. I don't know if that's the... No, I wouldn't do that. But I suppose there is the... just go and get it back. It's like, as she said, she's not the first person in the world to have a baby.
Yeah, someone is accusing me of being a thief. They have just sent a message saying, you sure you're not a stealer, Una? And there is actually a picture of me with purple snacks in a car with purple snacks and everybody else's pens, because I am a pen thief. I will admit to that. Yeah, that's a pretty cool picture.
Yeah, somebody did an AI picture of...
I'm looking pretty hot in that as well. I like that AI picture.
I was just about to say, that looks like Fionnuala more than you.
Hey!
She's blonde. It's like, she doesn't have a fringe and a pair of glasses with one arm hanging off her face.
Hey, I got new glasses.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't notice because I'm not allowed to look at you. Remember, you said, don't look at me. All right. Keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. Someone's having issues with one of their neighbours.
So Amy has given her neighbour a loan off her Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbook because her neighbour had a baby a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she went over to her house then for a coffee and she said, oh, can I have my book back? And the neighbour was like, listen, I don't know, actually, no, I haven't seen it since you gave it to me. And she also lent her neighbour a hand mixer a while back and she hasn't seen that since either. And now Amy's just kind of seething about the whole thing. She's like, I want them all back.
Yeah, and there was some messages coming in saying, just leave it go. Just don't fall out with your neighbours. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
We've got Naomi on the line here. Good morning, Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Good morning.
So, have you fallen out with a special kind of neighbour that you had?
Oh, yeah, special one, all right. The mother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we fell out. But just listening to that there, now, to be honest, I missed the start of why these neighbours fell out. I'm just thinking as well, with my mother-in-law, I gave her a couple of bits in a storage box before, and you know storage boxes aren't that cheap. But she decided to send them on into a charity shop along with the storage box while the lid was in my house. And I said, hey, where's my storage box? You know, because I have a baby and I've put away a few bits and whatever. Oh, just that's in the charity shop, she says. So next time I came around anyways, I said, well, do you know what? You may go on there to Home Store and More Like a Good Woman and buy myself a new one and it'll be an expensive lesson learned for you.
And did she?
Oh, she did, yeah.
All right. Okay.
She did, yeah. No, she did. But it was an expensive lesson learned. So now she knows if she gives something, she has to hand it back because she'll be replacing it no matter how big or small it is.
That's gas now that you saw that. So she was hanging on to stuff for you, was she? But she gave it to the charity shop.
No. So we were sorting out a few bits in our house. Well, my partner was, and he sent over a few bits for his brother, you know, clothes and whatever that didn't fit anymore. And he sent them over in a storage box. Like, it was jam-packed, so the lid wouldn't go back on it. So we were expecting the storage box back. And it didn't come back. So when I asked for it, she nearly died.
Storage boxes are a pricey unit.
Yeah.
But yeah, though, I think that was 30 or 40 euro for that one. It was a a big, large one, like. Yeah.
But do you think maybe she just wanted it out of her house and she thought that you were just handing everything over and she didn't want the mess? Because some mothers are like that. They can't cope with any clutter or mess.
Well, we literally live next door. Like, she could have left it on the wall.
She could have. But come here. So you went 3 years without talking to her.
I went 3 years without talking to her, yeah. And do you know what? My back door was at her front door, basically, you know, like next door.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we used to drive around the back. And if she was out in summertime, whatever, I just got out of my car and went on into my house. And it was her family home as well that we lived in. She lived next door. I didn't care.
How? I could now. That's actually making me feel sick, the thought of that. I could not cope with that. I'd have to make some kind of awkward small talk and I'd probably just apologise for everything, even if it wasn't my fault anyway.
It probably would be, though.
No, I'm ruthless.
Oh no, I love that. No, go you. I love that.
I'm
for you.
So headstrong. No, and we did get back talking, though. Why was it? I think it was one of my dogs passed away, like knocked down on the road or whatever. And to be fair, she was there for us and she knocked into us and whatever. So that's kind of how we got back talking.
So what are you saying, Naomi? It took the bigger person to make the first move, was it? I'm only joking. Yeah, no, it's like, I don't know about you, Naomi. You sound like a very strong, confident person, all right? And you probably, you come across the person who probably doesn't mind confrontation, nearly you get a bit of a buzz out of it, do you?
No, I actually don't like confrontation at all. But know what? I think growing up, like, you know, when you're younger and stuff, you're getting bullied, everything else. I think just sort of made me just switched one day and I was like, nah, enough is enough now.
All right, fair.
You know, I'm not going to put up with it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who it's coming from. I think respect is just, it's something that's earned, not just given, no matter who you are.
Right. You should be a life guru, Naomi. I'd follow you.
I should. I really should.
Yeah.
Full of knowledge, me. Full of wisdom.
Yeah, what's your TikTok?
But I will be taking my own advice sometimes.
Come on, Naomi. What's your TikTok? What's your Snap? Come on, hit us up. We get kids. What's your discount code? I love that because...
You know what, though?
Yeah.
TikTok did contact me about getting paid to make content.
Stop.
I don't know why, though. I don't know why.
I've got more than 14 followers.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I put my mother on it. She's actually going viral.
There you go.
Your mother's going viral. Yeah.
Mother is going viral on my TikTok for moving on a tractor on the road.
I love this.
Oh, stop.
Right. Oh, it's been lovely chatting to you, Naomi.
Nice,
Andy. All right, look after yourself. Cheers, bye-bye. There you go. That's gas now. Like, falling out with an in-law who was literally, like,
Could not do it.
No, I'd have the absolute fear. Get it off your chest this morning. Neighbours be falling out left, right and centre, me chihuna, don't they?
A massive reaction to this from Amy. Amy lent her neighbour her Joe Wicks Lean and 15 cookbooks a while ago because her neighbour just had a baby a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And she went in the other day for a coffee and she was like, oh, listen, can I have that book back? And the neighbour's like, oh my god, actually I haven't seen it since you gave it to me. I don't know where it is. I'll have a look for it and give it back to you. And this has really driven Amy mad. She's upset about it because, well, she's not upset, she's annoyed, she's festering about it. And she also lent her her hand mixer and she hasn't seen her hand mixer back yet.
Not
either.
The hand mixer. Oh, dun, dun, my dun. God, I like the way you do the sound effects with your voice as well.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I
ruined your moment.
No,
I'm
like
so
it.
Sorry.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. That's on 087-110-207.
I don't lend to anybody.
Okay, so you're not lending anything to anyone.
There is a few exceptions of a few neighbours that I know will bring back stuff, and it's vice versa. We might lend nothing off them, so for business, like, and that works fine. But besides that, I don't lend. I don't lend money. I don't lend anything belonging to me. But I say it in a nice way, you know. For example, there was when I was studying, this lady asked me for one of my favourite books I had bought. And
you're precious about your favourite books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, that's my favourite book. But anyway, I don't lend out, but I can write the name of the author and the title of the book for you, no problem.
That's pretty sound of you, though, isn't it? You know, I think when you have something that you're precious about, like if you have maybe a precious hardback book,
which yeah,
I there's one that I am very, very protective over that I won't lend out. I'm like, a friend of mine wanted to borrow it, so I actually just bought him a copy as a present.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that
was
really nice of you.
Yeah.
I remember asking my friend for €2 when we were kids, and she said to me, neither a borrower nor a lender be. I was like, what? What? It's from Shakespeare. She was like, oh no, my parents told me don't lend money and don't borrow money.
Oh, this is your friend is the millionaire now, isn't
it? Uh-huh, yeah, that's right.
All right. Morning. My advice for Amy is to just forget about it.
Forget about it.
Take a lesson from this, that every day is a school day and you learned your lesson. Now this lady, for whatever reason, she just doesn't hold your items in such high regard as you hold them.
Fair.
So you may get yourself on the Vinted and get yourself a new Joe Wicks book because they're very cheap on there. Maybe an old hand mixer too while you're at it. 14, there's no point falling out with someone over something very trivial. Obviously it's quite important to you, but you may just get over that one, unfortunately. Have a nice day, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
I'm with Noreen on that one.
Also, good tip about getting a book. Vinted is a great place to find books if you can't even get them in bookstores.
It's a great place for everything.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where you buy your coats?
Yeah.
What
a lovely gesture to give your neighbour the cookbook. However, if you didn't say that you wanted it back when you gave it to her, then you need to just replace it and move on, because these are materialistic things and it's not worth the headache over.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Preach. Yeah.
Unless it was signed by Joe Wicks himself, then I would go into that house and tear the place from top to bottom. Like, have you got a styrofoam here? Because I need to get up into your attic.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
That's it. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for making it this far. How's your song coming on? I like Dad Bods.
I like Dad Bods and I cannot lie. No other mothers can deny. When he walks in with his bearded face in it.
So still work to do.
He gets stung.
Yeah, there's still it's a work in progress, but it's gonna be beautiful.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Dad Bods are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love a paunch.
Oh.
Mommies love a paunch.
You heard it here now first. All right. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Wind Up Wednesdays.
Yes. Oh my God. This is a brilliant one tomorrow. I got a hairdresser in Monaghan and he was not happy with me. Spicy.